and we didn't get too frustrated after we tied it up and kept going.
You seem to be pretty proud, you know, the way they responded under the circumstances.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we knew what we have to do out there. It's going to be a tough game here. It's a loud building. They're going to come out strong, and they did, and we weathered the storm early, and yeah, we kept playing with them.
How odd was it to play without Andrew and Thomas under the circumstances?
Yeah, that's part of our business. This stuff happens. I think a lot of guys have had this happen in the past, and you just got to roll with it.
Walk us through the goal. Clutterbuck doing some twirls in the corner there, yeah. Brings the puck out. Tell us how that all transpired.
Yeah, we had a long shift before and we came right back out and I saw Clutter was doing his thing in the corner and I just tried to get speed and he saw me in the last second and made a great play to the middle and their D were kind of standing still and I was able to cut through them.
Give me your overall view of the way you played in this game as a team in light of what's going on, and especially in that second period, you seem to really build up some momentum.
Yeah, I think we played good. Everyone chipped in, everyone worked hard. I think it was a really good game. Everyone was ready to go from the start, and like you said, we kept up with them. It's a tough building to play in, and I think we did a great job today.
And you continue to play some great hockey. Again, is this... because of what you've done in the Olympics for Austria, the way you played lately?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said before, I didn't really get on a roll this year. I never really got the confidence for a goal scorer. If you score a couple goals, puck just seems to go in and you just seem to get more chances, and that's what's happening in the last games, and hopefully I can keep it up the rest of the year.
How nice was it to get the